Hey, good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, March the 17th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder joins us. I've already sent him this. Ask him about the letter that Dante Moore sent out last night or yesterday. He addresses mental health, saying that he had a hard time with mental health, and asked the Oregon governor for support in mental health services. And he's going through a strain and depression and some family other family stuff. We'll ask him about that coming up at 7:25 this morning. 7:45, Eric Backus joins us from Charleston, reviewing the Georgia Tech series, previewing the two games going on down in Charleston, College of Charleston tonight, and the Citadel tomorrow. And at 8:05, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Gamecocks back on the practice fields, and Kendall Briles met with the media, so we'll get the latest with South Carolina and their spring practice. Besides that, going to talk some NCAA tournament stuff like we did last night at Mellow Mushroom. Mention that here in a second. Talk some World Baseball Classic, some college baseball, some college basketball. A lot to do here on a very busy St. Patrick's Day edition as I bring in the producer of this show, like he was the do-all-everything last night, Mr. Will Clinton. Happy St. Patrick's Day, buddy. And much thanks, because you ran in last night what I ran into, keeping up with the energy of a seven-year-old. This is unbelievable.
I still have the ability to turn it on.
Well, I'm glad there's still something in the faucet when you do turn it on. Like, you go to that, because, man. So let me set this up. So we were at Mellow Mushroom last night for the three-hour March Mania show. And Will sets everything up in advance with Ben and then tears everything down. Afterwards, in between, Drake's bored of tears. His sister's sick and his mom's taking care of her and bored of tears. I said, yeah, man, come on. You can come in. You can come with me. The guy's he's got more energy than you know what to do with.
Yeah.
And so for 3.5 hours, he runs around there, and Will's keeping up with him. Need to pay him a babysitter fee. And then we go to the grocery store afterwards to get a new thermometer for my little girl because he broke the other one. He's running down the grocery store, up and down aisles, too. Like, where does the energy come from, man? I'm dead to the world over here. This guy's bouncing off the aisles into the grocery store.
And for the record, I gave him no sugar.
No.
He only had, like, 1.5 slices of pizza.
Right.
Couldn't tell you. Maybe I should have tried to get him to eat some more to weigh him down a little
something,
bit.
Something, man.
I don't think that would have helped.
Something. So, very good show last night. Your technical assistance was on par as usual. Thank you for all that. And the food, man. I love that Mellow Mushroom pizza. That food. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was spring break, and it was cold and windy and rainy all day and all that. Still a nice crowd to come out. I could see a bunch of good folks out last night as far as that goes. And then Arizona was the big winner last night. Three of the four picked Arizona to win the national championship. So it was a good time. Good time for sure. What are we going to do in segment two today?
We've got a couple things to talk about concerning basketball.
Okay. All right. I thought you were going to say bubble. Bubble's over now. The basketball will do that, and baseball too. So looking forward to it. Should be a good one here today. Couple of notes before starting out. Tigers fall in baseball polls. The Baseball America, they go from 12th to 14th. In the Baseball Writers Association, from 8th to 15th. In the coaches poll, from 9th to 17th. In D1 baseball, from 11th to 19th. And from Perfect Game, 11th to 19th. So now 14th, 15th, 17th, 19th, and 19th. Clemson at College of Charleston today. Dylan Harrison, right-handed freshman, 1-0, 1.59 ERA. Goes up against Carson Bryant, College of Charleston, 1-1, 3.95 ERA. Tomorrow it's the Citadel and Clemson. The Tigers already down there because of spring break. And two-game set in Charleston. No, both TBAs. As far as tomorrow is concerned. But College of Charleston coming into tonight. Clemson, by the way, 16-4. College of Charleston is 9-10 on the season. Tomorrow, the Citadel is 8-9 on the season. 6 o'clock tonight, 5:30 pregame show. And then on Wednesday, 7 o'clock, so 6:30 pregame show, Tigers take off from there and go to South Bend, Indiana. And what I've not done yet, I need to do now. Oh, by the way, quickly on our weather here, you're talking about, this is strange. So today, 48 degrees. Currently, like right now, we're talking about, let me see my latest temps here. I know it was 30-some-odd. It's 32 right now. Going to climb up to 48 is the high. And then we get 52, 65, 75, 82. On Sunday, it's 86. This is spring. On the same week that we have 48 as a high, we have 86 as a high. That's almost 40 degrees. Anyway, with that said, let's do a quick South Bend, Indiana check. Notre Dame, I was listening to the Ben and Kwok show yesterday, and they said Notre Dame's very first softball home game was tomorrow. Like they play at 28 something games. It's snowing today in South Bend, Indiana. I know in one of the NC State, all that in the playing games going into Dayton, they had to fly to a military base to make sure they get out because of the snowstorm that's expected there. For this weekend, now this is in South Bend. Do we know times of games? Let's look this up, too, because certainly they're not going to play any night games in South Bend.
I believe 4:30 or 5 o'clock first pitch on Friday.
All right. Seems like you play a little earlier just from the weather standpoint. Let's see here. 4:30 Friday, 2 o'clock, and 1 o'clock on the weekend. So on Friday, you've got 58 degrees and cloudy. Not bad. Not bad. Saturday, 71. And then Sunday, 50. How about that, man? You go 58, 71, 50. But, yeah, you know, all in all, not all that bad because today the high is 23 in South Bend with snow and 20 mile-an-hour winds. So weather and oh, by the way, softball's at South Bend as well this weekend. So that's crazy to think about that way. Anyway, Tigers falling in rankings in the night and tomorrow night, some stuff there. We have college basketball coming up tonight. 6:40 on everyone knows the basketball channel, the Mecca for basketball, True TV. I guess you won't get to watch CSI.
Making a Murderer.
Yeah, yeah. On True TV, you won't get to watch Law and Order. 16 seed Baltimore, Maryland, Baltimore County at 24-8, and 16 seed Howard at 23-10. From UD Arena in Dayton, Ohio, home of the first four. UMBC is a 1.5-point favorite there. 9:15 tonight, True TV, 11 seeds, Texas at 18-14, and NC State at 20-13. Texas a 1.5-point favorite again. True TV, 9:15 tonight. And tomorrow you will have 6:40, True TV, 16 seeds, Prairie View A&M and Lehigh. And then 11 seeds, Miami of Ohio and SMU. And then it all kicks off on Thursday that the city of Greenville, South Carolina, will kick off the NCAA tournament, 12:15 TCU and Ohio State. We joked last night about your old hometown or your hometown that clear the way. It's going to look like hurricane evacuation. They need to reverse the highways from Myrtle Beach and from Charleston and Hilton Head. As Ohio State makes its way to Greenville, like just all both sides of the interstate coming back that way.
Do they know that there's that basketball's a sport?
Probably not. They're probably still raising money to football NIL.
Yeah,
at this point.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out. There's no reason for that entire arena to be. Silver and Buckeye blood red.
Yeah. Scarlet and gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a I think it's big for the city of Greenville, man. And I can't wait to hear what people think and say. You know, Greenville, like the other cities, Oklahoma City, Buffalo, or Portland, those are the ones that are you're seeing in round one on Thursday. On Friday, it's St. Louis. Tampa's a nice place. San Diego's a nice place. Philadelphia. Greenville's going to be a surprise. I told you that Greenville, my cousin who's assistant women's golf coach here, was at Kansas for, I don't know, 15 years, in or 12 years maybe. And she recruited internationally. She tells these stories. She's recruiting kids that had to, the villages where they got to go walk for water like 2 hours a day, stuff like that. Anyway, over in Asia. But she says Greenville's her favorite city in the country. This is when she lived in Lawrence, Kansas. And so, like, what's that? She said, yeah, everybody talks about, like, San Antonio and Riverwalk. Said the west end of Greenville, the Riverwalk there is like much better, much more beautiful. The restaurants and bars and the all the ice cream shops and the baseball down there and all. I said that's beautiful, man. Greenville's done an unbelievable job. I think people come to Greenville like they're gonna be shocked. All the Dukes and North Carolinas and the Ohio States and the Illinois people, like they'll be shocked when they get here about that.
Yeah, it's still weird. I've almost gotten used to it. I mean, there's so much to do.
Oh, man. When I lived in Greenville back a long, long, long time ago, like, you wouldn't be caught dead in the West End. You went to the West End, you might be dead.
Well said.
Right, yeah. Right. But man, that's nice there. Nice, no doubt about it. Finally, the World Baseball Classic going on. And last night, it was a 4-2 win by Venezuela over Italy. My Paisans fell last night 4-2, a 3-run seventh inning was the difference here, and Ronald Acuna Jr. was a big part of that with the RBI run scored to hit. And Venezuela beats Italy 4-2, and that sets up tonight for the World Baseball Classic Championship. Tonight, Venezuela and the United States, Fox, 8 o'clock. I have watched some of this, and I got to tell you, I have been thoroughly impressed by the World Baseball Classic and seeing what goes on there. So, we will get the great game tonight. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun from Miami, Florida. We'll see Venezuela and the United States. Interesting to see what the crowd breakdown was. When it was in Houston with Mexico and the United States, it was about 50-50 crowd, baby. Maybe 40-60 crowd. We'll see if Venezuela is heavily represented tonight down in Miami for the finals tonight. So should be good. Should be a good time for sure. Looking forward to segment two. Can't wait. Do want to tell you about the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com. I had lunch yesterday. It was a busy day yesterday, Will. So when I left here, went and get my panel work done. I'm so nervous about getting my blood work done that the lady asked me, they take my blood pressure first, says, son, do you have high blood pressure? I went, no. It's normally like 130 over 80. She said, right now it's 150 something over 80 something. So, well, I'm nervous. You could stick that javelin in my arm over there and try to rut out all my blood and to get that big dull thing going in there. So I checked it last night, and it was much, much better, you know, down to about high 130s. She said, your bottom number's fine. Your top number, man, that's outrageous. Anyway, so get blood. Come home. Take care of the son. We go run errands. Then we go to the show. One of the things we did was we had lunch yesterday with some friends. Drake and I did, and one of them is an accountant, and he's talking about how busy they are this time of year and all this stuff. And I started thinking to myself, well, how about Russell and Donnie Patterson? Like, you talk about busy. Honest to goodness, Russell and Donnie Patterson and Marty and all the good folks over there, like, they don't get to watch the World Baseball Classic. They didn't listen to our radio show last night. Like, there is no first four. On Thursday, they won't be camped out. You and I will be camped out watching TCU and Ohio State and the flood of people coming from Charleston, Myrtle Beach, and Hilton Head. Not these folks. They don't even know Ohio State's in it in Greenville. They don't even know the tournament's in Greenville.
They haven't heard any of this
news
yet.
No.
They're working on Sunday during the release.
That's exactly right. Because they're doing your taxes. Get them done right. Send me your Patterson's Tax Service story today. You're going to love it. It's our great friends, Patterson's Tax Service. PATTAX.com. 864-859-8289. Walk-ins are welcome. Drop them off. You know, sometimes people are just busy, man. Drop them off. They'll do them for you and call you when they're ready. That's what I did. Dropped mine off, and they picked them up 2 days later. Love it. It's my great friends. Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. Short break, segment two, when you come back right after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qualk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hello, listeners. Jeannie Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. As we reflect on last year with another successful annual enrollment and look forward to the start of a new year, we are humbled and thankful for the relationships that we have with Walt, Ramona, David, and all of the local DJs who carry our spots. Most of all, we are thankful to the Roar listeners. Our business would not be successful without you. As we begin a new year, it doesn't look like the one we anticipated, but we want to make sure that we show our appreciation for each other and what our Lord does for us every day. Remember, gratitude is the best attitude. Many thanks to the Roar and to you, the listeners. We look forward to helping you this year. If you need help with Medicare, whether you're aging in or not sure if you're in the right plan, give us a call at 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
Get ready to turn back the clock. On March 21st, the Wahala Performing Arts Center presents the Classic Rock Road Show performed by the Troubadour Project. This powerhouse band faithfully recreates the sound, the vibe, and the spirit of the greatest rock legends of the 1970s. Led Zeppelin, The Who, The Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, ELO, and more. The Troubadour Project is your first class ticket to the decade that defined rock and roll. Don't miss this epic night. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
It's bow time. Some classics never go out of style, like fresh egg, American cheese, and hickory smoked bacon on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with crispy bow rounds and an iced coffee or medium drink. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for all of your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and more. EnviroMulch will make your yard look amazing during the months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The War FM Annual Bracket Challenge is back.
Soaring to the NCAA Tournament.
We're putting your basketball IQ to the test for a chance to win the Ultimate Clemson Prize Pack. We're talking tickets to see the Tigers in action on the gridiron, the court, and the diamond. That's right, Clemson football, basketball, and baseball tickets are all up for grabs. Plus a ton of other great prizes you don't want to miss.
March, it's winning time.
Don't get left on the bench. Head over to RoarFM.com right now to download your bracket and get in the game. The Roar FM Bracket Challenge.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to
so,
for.
You know, it's rain and some storms. You and I were woken up at 4:18 and 4:23 the other day, and I hope that you don't have any kind of water damage with any kind of damage around the house or anything like that, any kind of roof damage or burst pipe damage. You know, all these storms can lead to these things, and not just now, but maybe in the past, and maybe we live in a high mold area because of the heat and humidity. The bottom line is I know so little about what to do in DIY aspects of the house. When it comes to electricity, I learned at a very early age, call the man. When it comes to plumbing, learned at a very early age, call the man. When it comes to water damage, when it comes to mold and mold issues and mold damage, call the man. The man is Stan. Stan the man. And Stan's going to take care of you. And it's going to put it to bed and put it behind you very early on. And so you know this from real estate that you're trying to sell homes. And, you know, sometimes homes can get neglected at the end or, you know, whenever you put a home for sale, you got to do certain things. Hey, your real estate agents, you notice any kind of issues, water issues, any kind of mold issues, call the man, Stan. You property management people, got so many different properties and things are going to go wrong all the time. Call the man. Stan's the man. This is a company that I just believe in, I trust. They're based upon virtues and values and morals and ethics. And these are local people, your local water and mold experts. And I will just tell you this, I trust them as long as the day is long. These are unbelievable people. Put it behind you. Don't DIY it. Don't risk it for the biscuit. Don't. Put it any delays off. Let's get this thing and get it done. Rapid response team, myalldry.com. Team you can trust, local people right here taking care of it. That the second you call in, they call you back, they set it up, and it'll be taken care of. The wheels will be put in motion right then. 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234, myalldry.com. Segment two with Mr. Will Clanton.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it!
It's finally here.
First of all, I hadn't heard that one before. What is that one?
Oh, I've played it several times on here.
Really?
It's an old Saturday Night Live sketch.
I like it.
Featuring John Tesh. Jason Sudeikis is John Tesh.
Right.
And one of my favorite comedians, Tim Robinson, as John Tesh's brother Dave. Brother Dave.
Okay.
Where they are originally a duo with music and lyrics.
I like it.
And they're pitching the song to TNT. It's fantastic.
I like
fantastic.
It.
The song, the original, is fantastic. Adding lyrics to it. Come on. Come on. Anyway.
That's like, now we watch in my house the Elmo song where he goes, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, Elmo song. I like to sing. I like to dance. Elmo song. And Big Bird and stuff, I love it because there he goes, can you believe he wrote the song? He goes, even the lyrics. He even wrote those. And like, they're the dumbest, most simple lyrics ever.
Yeah.
Can you believe he wrote that? Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, Elmo might have a leg up on Dave Tesh there. But, hey, March Madness is here.
It's here.
Today. Well, really, okay, I'll pump the brakes. On Thursday, we have National Vasectomy Day, celebrated by a lot of men in their 40s Not me. Not there yet.
Me either, obviously.
Looking for extra time.
I've had two buddies of mine that had complications after theirs.
Ooh.
And the word cantaloupe and grapefruit came up. I don't want to.
Oh, don't. So. Yep, I know the context. I don't. Yeah. Wanna, don't even. Yeah. Ouch. Okay. Yeah, we won't be doing that. We live in a world of technology today. You can just pull out your cell phone, follow it along wherever you are. It's a beautiful thing. Maybe not today and tomorrow on True TV, as you mentioned, but 6:40 p.m. today, we have the exhilarating first four starting matchup between UMBC and Howard. And I know you already talked about UMBC, University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yeah.
Lest we forget, 2018.
Yes.
Only 8 short years ago, UMBC was the first number 16 seed to upset a number 1 seed, obviously in the first round. That was UVA. And it wasn't just a eking out a win. It was a 20-point victory.
Yes.
It was a whooping, if you will. Obviously, that was back with Tony Bennett and that different style of basketball, which is no longer at UVA, playing a much more exciting and offensive style. But
the Retrievers.
Yes. Yes. They've got a great mascot, by the way.
They do.
A goofy little dog with his tongue out. It's perfect.
Tonight is a great mascot game. Because it's Retrievers versus the Bison tonight. Bison for Howard.
Uh-huh.
So
where is Howard, by the way?
Howard is in D.C., Washington, D.C.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So these schools are very, very close to each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Two Maryland, Maryland-based teams.
Very, very interesting. Well, D.C., I mean, D.C. is its own entity. We all know that.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's a 52nd state.
Right.
Whatever. We did have breaking news
yes.
after our show at Mellow Mushroom last night. This was reported at 9:14 p.m. Eastern. This could affect a lot of people's brackets. Alabama's number 2 scorer, Aiden Holloway.
Yeah.
They're unsure if he's going to play, which is, it's funny that they're unsure if he's going to play or not, because he is under investigation for being in some way involved with a pound of marijuana found at a home.
We talked about this on the show last night. The
really?
Yeah, well, yeah. There's more facts that came out later, but he was arrested with a pound there. But then one of the things was he didn't have his tax stamp because he had a pound. And the thought was a pound is not for personal consumption. It's for, you know, dispensary deals. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a
selling Tylenol
scale.
Too.
Yeah,
it's got like 3 tons of Tylenol in his in his bedroom.
But is that? I mean, I guess that's a lot.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm gonna blame this one on Drake. I missed the conversation on this last night. I don't know if this is gonna affect how I am valuing Alabama, but we don't. Hey, we've talked so much about brackets. We don't need to get into that. Another basketball newsworthy note. This was on Sunday that this historic record was made. Joel Embiid.
Oh, yeah.
Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah.
On Sunday, as of Sunday, this past Sunday, March the 15th.
It's March.
Joel Embiid had played 485 NBA games. He had also missed, due to injury, 485 NBA games.
He was 50-50 guy.
Yes. The Titans' old coach. Tennessee Titans. What's his name? Mustache.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher, famously 500.
All right. So Joel Embiid and Jeff Fisher are basically 500 brothers.
In different ways.
I like it.
Yes.
I didn't realize that's the case. So he just sometimes I show up, sometimes I don't. He's 50-50 guy. He's even Steven.
Sometimes he's
Steven Embiid.
A little yeah.
He's even Steven.
I think that's what they called him in Kansas.
Yeah.
Steven Embiid.
Did he play just 2 years at Kansas? I think he only played one.
I think he only played one.
But did he play – if he played 2 years, I played 2 years, and I skipped 2 years.
Well, he was enrolled at Kansas for a year. He didn't play an entire – he played half a year.
Okay.
I would assume.
All right, let me make sure of this then. Please play 2 years at Kansas because that way we call him even Steven there too. At Kansas, just 1 year. Oh, man. Just 1 year. From Cameroon. So he spent half of his time in Cameroon, half his time here.
Honestly, I think it's pretty close to being right.
That's right. Yeah.
Came over when he was 17, I believe, 16 maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to find another even Steven one in here. So far, that's not even. I'm trying to find another stat in here for you that would make him even. He has, I'm going to find one. Because I got to continue going with this thing.
Is he ambidextrous? Can he shoot with his left hand?
You mean like Charles Shackler said, amphibious? I can shoot with both hands. I'm amphibious.
And 50-50.
Yeah. Let me give you... Oh, man. I'm getting close on some 50-50s in here. He is... all right. I got one. In 2022, he averaged one steal and one block per game. He's 50-50 guy.
Okay, 50-50. Half up high, half down low.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly
kind of
right.
Like what we were talking about over the last break.
I've got one here for you. In the playoffs of 2020, he averaged 1.3 assists per game and 1.3 blocks per game. He's 50-50.
Steven Embiid.
That's right. Even Steven. I like it, man. I like it. I got to find a year he did. Oh, I got one for you. For his career, he shoots 50% from the field. He has made 200. Oh no, that's he's made 400 and in his career, he shot 50% from the field, 50.01 actually, but. He's even Steven guy.
I'm glad we're having this conversation. I could care less about Steven Embiid.
Right.
Or the Philadelphia 76ers or
I like it
Kansas,
though.
But hey, 50%, you got to love that.
No doubt. Good stuff. Segment 2. We got a lot to do, so 2 open phone lines. Did you read the Dante Moore letter?
No, I have not read it yet, but I need to before 7:25.
It really, I'm going to talk about it next, and then we'll ask Milt Lauder about it. We'll take phone calls. We'll open up phone calls on our Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. We'll get our Adams Curry text line. So we'll do all of that, so much more. Love it. Love our chance to come in and visit with you on a St. Patrick's Day, on a March Madness Day, on a Clemson Baseball Day, on a World Baseball Classic Day. It's a great time in sports. Let's talk about it when you come back for more after this.
You know, warm and comfortable weather reminds me how we can get creative in and out of the kitchen when thinking of and preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And that creativity is enhanced by a trip to my local Ingles Market where my wife and I can find all the ingredients we need to prepare great meals for our family and friends. From fresh seafood to hand-cut steak, locally grown fruits and vegetables sourced right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend celebration, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. Use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or a reunion, the Ingles Deli can create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
GLP-1 shots are everywhere right now. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, everyone's talking about them. But here's the real question. What happens when you stop? Because if you don't fix the reason your body gained weight in the first place, the weight comes back. At PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as the problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom. A symptom of metabolic dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation, and stress. If you don't correct those, no shot, no diet, no hack will last. They'll look at you holistically, your metabolism, your hormones, your lifestyle, so they can improve not just your weight, but your health span, your energy, your longevity. Because losing weight is one thing, keeping it off for life is another. Right now, when you call and mention my name, John Height, you'll receive 2 free weeks in the program, and they'll cover the cost of your food. That means you can see real results with zero guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention my name, John Height. Again, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. Stop chasing weight loss. Start fixing what's actually causing it.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
When comfort matters most, trust Davis Services to keep your home running smoothly. Every spring, hundreds call us when their HVAC breaks, but you can avoid the hassle. Our preventative maintenance plan costs less than $21 a month and includes 2 seasonal visits, repair discounts, and priority scheduling. Take advantage of special spring pricing. Sign up today and call 864-578-9233 for peace of mind all year.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In. Jerry, can you think of anything as awesome as a Tiger victory?
How about a good old fish fry?
Well, let me tell you about our new fresh fish options. Limited time, try our whiting and catfish fillets, sandwiches or plates.
Don't forget, hey, Plante.
Hey, Tiger fans, join Steve
and Jerry
at Spartanburg's world-famous Beacon Drive-In. Open 1946 by John White, located 255 John White Boulevard.
Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have, to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Folks, the weather's going to be awesome, and you're invited to Griff's Farm and Home Center in Pendleton this Friday from noon to 3 for their grand opening event as part of the Landscaper Supply family. Join local officials, True Value reps, and more, along with vendor equipment demos from Skag, Wright, Toro, Ferris, and Steel. Friday, noon till 3, free food, grilling demos, raffle with grand prizes Friday and Saturday. It's a legacy celebration. Griff's Farm and Home Center, Friday, noon to 3, and you're invited.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
A cold day today, what a lovely day. When you're in Hilton Head, did you go do Savannah? St. Patrick's Day stuff?
I did it once when I was in college. Not my scene.
There's River Street down there in Savannah, if I remember right.
Yeah, and everything. The thing I remember most is how slippery everything was.
Include one thing I remember being very slippery. So we go down, we park, you know, two blocks from River Street, and I'm watching this guy. You ever seen it at the Kentucky Derby where they do the races or the Preakness or whatever? They do the races on top of the porta potties, like people running across there.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy was doing that, but he was doing it across cars. Your cars were parallel parked. And I'm watching this guy run down on the other side of the street from ours, by the way. We'll make sure the guy didn't do it on ours. Whatever. But he was going hood, roof, trunk. And now, this is in the 90s. And I guess it didn't have a whole lot of trucks back then compared to cars. But hood, roof, trunk. It didn't have a lot of SUVs. It wasn't hood, roof, you know. It was like, the guy's going up and down, like running down. That's my one memory. And I think they, with the river there, I think they turned it green, I think. But a big celebrations all over the place. They did it in Chicago. I think New York City has. Columbia, South Carolina has a big St. Patrick's Day thing.
They do. They have a nice outdoor concert. I've been to that three times in my life, I think.
But hopefully a weekend rather than now, because, man, it's just too cold, man. It's just way, way, way too cold. The great friends of ours, Engineered Sleep, one of the greatest things about Engineered Sleep right now is you've got these two new Engineered Sleep Duo mattresses. Now, when these people come out with a new mattress, it is a variation or an improvement. So I have not tried these good folks out. I want to try them out. I want to try the new ones out. Love Engineer Sleep. Love our current Engineer Sleep bed. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. The ES Duo, the Duo mattresses are the finest mattresses in the world. But here's the deal. They're thousands of dollars cheaper than or more affordable. You're going to absolutely love it. It's our great friends, Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Check those good folks out. Texas said Chicago, St. Patrick's Day is elite. Green River, very cool. Nathan pointing that out. I told the one story. I'm in New Orleans for SEC tournament circa 98-ish. And maybe 96, 97-ish. And it's a bad game. The SEC tournament is in the Superdome, and I'd been to about four games the day before, and this is the second game of like four games. In fact, the second day of four games, and I'm going down to Bourbon Street down that area down there to get some lunch or whatever before I go to the next games the next day. So the noon game wasn't very good. I forgot who it was, and in walks about 30 people, and the bartender goes crazy. He's like, "Hey, Tommy, what's going on? All right." The guy's going crazy, like. And so they sit down, and the bartender's pouring these free beers for these guys. And nobody pays for a dime of it. I'm sitting there talking, and so one of the guys was like, "Man, what are y'all doing? What is this about?" He goes, "Well, we're first responders. And we're going to be here for the St. Patrick's Day weekend next weekend. But the weekend before, all these owners, proprietors of these bars, they reward us and let's drink free all day long. So we got the weekend off this weekend because we're prepared for big, you know, St. Patrick's Day next weekend kind of a thing." And I said, "Well, that's really cool." The guy's like, "Well, come follow us." I was planning on going to a basketball tournament. The guy's like, "Well, come follow us." I was like, "Oh, okay. You're one of us." Didn't pay for a single drink the whole day. So that was cool. That's one of my St. Patrick's Day memories, too. Always good, man. Always good. Texted Fountains Are Green in Savannah last week. Always good to see. Let's get to some phone calls. Tiger Diagnostic phone line. You know, yesterday was a show that we were all over the place, including the strike zone. Can't wait to see what today holds. Delvin is up first. Delvin, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
Yeah, y'all had that little show last night, man.
We had a good time, man. We had a good time. I learned a lot.
You talk about the Gangstar night, man. You got about the you forget about the NIT. You know, that used to be the tournament for the NCAA tournament. We don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, the NIT was the tournament. That's the one you wanted to win, the National Invitational Tournament.
Yeah. That tournament back there.
Yeah. You know, I saw, I have no idea who accepted bids, who turned down bids. Do we still have CBIs and all those other things, too? We got all these tournaments still out there, still doing those things?
Yeah, the Fox got one. I think Fox got one called the Crown.
Yeah, I don't. Is that just gambling that's supporting that? I guess TV kind of supports it, maybe. Let's look and see what we got here now. So I still got CBI. So, what is, how do I have that in there? Now that's from last year. CBI from last year. I have CIT, I have NIT, and I have CBC. That's what we need. We need more of those.
And the Crown.
Yeah. That might be it. Might be a Crown Basketball Classic. I don't know. No clue through that stuff. But anyway, it's where we are with all these postseason stuff.
The first one, you said, I know you said UMBC and Howard, then the other game is Texas. The only reason that Texas and NC State game, it's going to be interesting because both teams struggled down the stretch.
Look, both teams had played their way out and played their way back in. I think both teams could have very easily been out had anybody else showed up on the bubble. The bubble, man, teams just fell apart. And the other part of it, you get Sean Miller tonight and Will Wade. So kind of a big-time coaching matchup tonight.
Yeah. You know the bubble fell apart when you got a 16-loss Auburn right there in the first Final Four.
Yeah, and Auburn had no business. I know Bruce Pearl. I mean, what's Bruce Pearl supposed to do? You know? Of course he's gonna want to take up for his son and his former program. But Auburn didn't deserve to be in. Auburn's not a.
Yeah.
That wasn't good.
I mean, I'm surprised Alabama not fighting it like they did for the other.
Oh, they'll get a judge. They'll get a judge to dismiss the case, and then the guy will play, and they'll add a couple of other guys before the tournament tonight or tomorrow. Bama will still have some players.
NATO's going to come out, the NCAA is against us and all that stuff.
Oh,
you know,
Hey, this is NATO's to the NBA talk. I heard that yesterday. Oh, by the way, Bama's playing on Friday at 3:15, so they got an extra day to get an injunction somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Just get some judge to say that Holloway can play.
Mm-hmm.
Still plenty of time.
I don't know why he tried to get mad at NCAA for the dude about 28 years old. He still been playing.
Well, here's the deal. With Bama, like, you got on the roster, you got, like, coaching staff, players, training staff, and then the legal department. Like, you got all the big players in Alabama basketball.
Yeah. Maybe they should focus all their energy on football.
Yeah, they should come in and do all that thing. Look, Bama, Nate Oates, honest, and look, he could have very easily not participated in this. I think he kept digging this hole. He never put a shovel down. So we'll see. Hofstra, Bama's 11.5-point favorite of Hofstra Friday, 3:15, True TV.
Yeah.
Win that one. We'll see.
You know what? I'm not feeling a lot of upsets this year, man.
I don't either. Chalky.
It seems like it's a little chalky to me this year because of the teams that they're playing. Like the 5-12, usually get one. I don't think you're going to probably get one this year.
I don't like the bottom of the seeds. I don't like a whole lot of those bottoms.
Yeah.
Well,
it starts tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks for my call, guys.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR. Hal's up next. Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Good morning, Hal. How you doing?
Pretty good. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Yeah.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day. I was wondering, when you were young and all that, when you was a teenager and you was in high school and all that, unless you were wearing green, I just hope they didn't hold you down and pull your shirt up and gave you a great paint your belly green instead of giving you a paint belly. But
no, I didn't get any of that, man. I didn't get that. But it's a good day to have a birthday, though, because everybody's in a good mood on St. Patrick's Day. You know, spring is here and the luck of the Irish. And my grandmother was from Northern Ireland, so we like all that. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, have you noticed they've been having, I know you got football, not America, but not currently you got basketball night in America on Sundays on NBC, and there's going to be a baseball night in America once baseball starts is in full gear, and Bob Costas is going to be on there again, I think.
I didn't realize that. You know, Costas, the guy just hangs around, doesn't he? First of all, he doesn't really age a whole lot. Like, Costas looks the same.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have pink eye like he did during the Olympics at one time. How old do you think Bob Costas is, Hal?
I think he's probably in his early 70s, I think.
73. You know, his son went to Clemson, if you remember, back maybe 20 years ago. But I'm trying to find his name through all this. But he had, I don't know how many kids he had and stuff. But, yeah, Bob Costas, 73 years old. Those guys are getting on up there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still working. And give them credit. You know, they're still working. And I mean, like, Al Michaels is 81 years old. Looks good, though. The one that always got me is Sterling from the Yankees. Like, now he's retired. John Sterling finally retired. But John Sterling's 87 years old. And was working until he's like 85. So good on those guys.
Bobby Bowden, I mean, he was real old just out when he retired. He already had a handful of players young enough to be his second round kids, and he got worried if he ended up retiring, he was going to be like Barry Bryant, who died a couple weeks after.
Yeah, I remember Barry Bryant retired, and it was just like 2 weeks later he was dead. So. Yeah, that was an old joke. Is you don't want to retire because your next biggest there's only one more big event in your life, so you don't want to do that. Because I didn't realize Bob Costas is going to do that. That'd be interesting. How'd I get to the top of the hour, man? Appreciate the phone call. My great friend's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call him today. Get that garage floor. No obligation phone call. 10 minutes of your life. And what's going to happen is you're going to have a great experience. It's going to be much more affordable than you think. And then when they come in, they move everything out, move it back in, two-day process, and it works, and it adds value to your home, and it's functional, slip-resistant, stain-resistant, clean it up. You're going to love your garage floors. Carolina Flooring Specialists, call them today. They'd love to come out. No obligation phone call, no obligation presentation, 10 minutes. Get your measure, get you an estimate, get you signed up. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Hey, the exact opposite of Joel Embiid, Will Clinton. John Sterling worked 5,060 consecutive New York Yankee games from 1989 to 2019. He was not even, Stephen. Hour number two when you come back right after this.